Welcome to What's Poppin'. My guest this week is Mary Vigil. Mary, thanks for being on the show.
I appreciate it. Thanks for inviting me.
Mary, how long have you lived in the area?
Been in California for 39 years and in Fremont, 28.
What brought you to Fremont?
Military. I was brought into Presidio with the Army.
Okay. Where were you before Fremont?
Germany.
Germany?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was over there for 3 years.
3 years. All right. What got you into the military?
Well, I come from a small town in Iowa, and I went to college for a year and a half, and they offered me a good deal to join the military and finish my education, and I took the opportunity.
Okay. So how long were you in then?
I was actually only in it for about 4 years.
How'd you get to Prince of Peace?
Well, I happened to date a nice Lutheran boy, and we were looking for a home to start sharing our lives together, and Prince of Peace was smaller at that time, and we felt at home here,
and so
we decided to stay.
All right, so you start dating a nice Lutheran boy named Mike. Were you Lutheran at the time yourself?
Absolutely, born and raised.
Born and raised, back from Iowa. That makes sense. You got to Prince of Peace through Mike into a small Lutheran church, which at the time, Prince of Peace was. Mm-hmm. Right, it's grown quite a bit in the last 30 years.
It has.
Yeah, so you've seen a lot of changes. Military for 4 years. What has been your favorite work experience in life thus far?
My best experience with work is I'm a team player, mm-hmm. and every job that I have done, which would be, I was an electrical engineer in the beginning, and it brought me into being a teacher because one of my sons was born with special needs. Mm. And in all the fields that I've been in, as long as you work as a team, it doesn't matter what you come upon,
mm-hmm.
you can make it through it.
Yeah.
So that's what I really love about, you know, any type of job you do, as long as you do it with love and kindness and push through, you can make it.
Push through. All right. So anything you can do as a team player, sounds mm-hmm. like that's you. That sounds like some military background there, just a little bit. Mary, what are two things from the message last Sunday that made you think, sounded good, or caused you to react in some way?
Well, this took a little thought. Yeah. The message was a little different than what I'm used to hearing.
Hmm.
But the first thing I thought was one heart, one soul.
Hmm.
And you're on fire together.
Yeah.
On fire together. That sounds scary, but it really isn't. Because through the Holy Spirit, they bring you to the love of Jesus. And with Jesus on your side, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
And so it says one thing in common is you care for one another.
Yeah.
And that's...
That's your team player stuff again.
There you go. You team up. And you know, you have the Holy Spirit, which is the wind of God, and the wind blows you in common places.
Yeah.
And hopefully, always, you can bring your faith with you.
Yeah. I thought Pastor Zelt's illustration of the balloons was a good one,
very
right?
Good one.
You get pushed to the same place by the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
Yeah. It's funny to me that we use the term on fire. The Holy Spirit sets us on fire because it is kind of a scary sounding thing. Now think about, like, if you were on fire... Would you be calm? Would you be sitting down? Would you keep it to yourself? If you're on fire, you're going to run around like a crazy person going, I'm on fire, right? And very little do we actually as Christians act like we're on fire with the Holy Spirit. Because we sit down, we're calm, we keep
it to
ourselves, right? But if you're on fire with the Holy Spirit, people are going to know.
Yes.
This depends how they're going to notice it in you. Like, I'm not saying people should go around on the streets and like yell, you know, Jesus saves or stuff like that. That's probably not the most effective evangelism, but your life maybe should reflect that you're on fire with the Holy Spirit inside you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It can be done by even like a cross around your neck, mm-hmm. The way that you react to someone.
Mm-hmm.
The burning desire can be inside you.
Yeah.
And then it just glows when it comes out.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be flamboyant.
No, it can be a glowing fire.
A glowing fire, yeah. Mary, I got one last question for you.
Okay, hit me with it.
And I don't know what your answer is going to be. If you had to pick one side dish to eat for the rest of your life, and that was it, the only side dish you could ever have, what would it be and why?
Ratatouille.
Please explain to the listeners what ratatouille is.
Ratatouille is a vegetable dish.
Yeah.
That you could have tomatoes, eggplant, zucchini, bell peppers, anything you want in it. And you can make it into a stew. So you could change it if you wanted to, but still the base stays the same.
So you're trying to get a loophole around here. You're trying to figure out a side dish that you could still have be very different throughout the rest of your life.
Amen to that.
I think that was a good personality question for you, Mary. I think we learned a little something. When's the last time you had ratatouille?
Actually made it 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Okay. When it's cold, it's nice to have it.
Yeah. What's the like the main flavor besides the vegetable you use?
Tomato.
Tomato?
Yeah, it's tomato sauce.
I don't know if I've ever had ratatouille.
Ooh, you should try it.
It's a warm dish, it sounds like.
It is a warm dish, but you actually can have it cold if you want to.
Okay.
It's not something, it's kind of like pizza. You can have it warm or cold, and it's always good.
It's always good.
And it goes with everything.
Is there cheese in it?
Oh, yeah.
There is? Okay.
If you want cheese, you can have it.
I forgot. You're from Iowa. So, of course there's cheese in it. Like, I'm a good Wisconsin boy. There's cheese in everything. Because it just makes things better.
Absolutely.
It's cheese and bacon.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. Mary, thank you so much for taking time to come over and be on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.